We are on Daf Mem Chesamad Aleph, the middle of the Amid. Suke Shiva Keitzad, Gama Milechel, when he finishes eating, Lo Yater Esukosoi, should not take apart the Suke. He can still do his Tum, his Tum Mechuyiv the whole day Heshana Rabbe. Aval Moire de Sakelem, Min HaMincha Lamailam, Nekovid Yomtev Ha'achrin Shal Chag. But he takes down the Kelim already, the Kelim Cheshuvim, he takes out of the Sukkah Min HaMincha Lamailo, into the house, Nekovid Yomtev Ha'achrin Shal Chag. Let us see Rashi, Goma Milerchul B'Shvi, Lo Yater Esukose, Lo Yater Agodim Shalo, it should not be matter the things which were holding together the Sukkah, the Saisra, the Kola Yom Chavos, is Mechuyev a whole day to be in the Sukkah, Lishan, Lishanim, Bikulalei Sudosa, and if perchance there'll be another Suda, Ochilo Begava, so he can't take apart the Sukkah. Avon Moiretu es Akelim, Ves Amatsoi, Shinishtamish Ben Besoicho, Kedesanye Beperik Ayosham, Hoyuloi Kelim Noim, Umatsoi's Nois, Malon Lesukkah, he brings that into the Sukkah. That's the covered of the sukkahs. Is now he takes them out of the sukkah nekvayd yontif shemare kemeichin atzmai lekrosay lemokim sheyiseit shom halayla. And that be'emison is the covered of yontif. The Rambam Perik Lamed. Loche Beis from Hilche Shabbos, and he speaks about the mitzvah of Kovid. Eze Kovid, Zeh Shomul Chachomim, Shemitzvah Lodom Lichetz Ponov Yodov Veraglov Bechamim, Be'erev Shabbos, Minei Kvoid HaShabbos, Umisatev Betzitzes, V'yoyishev B'koyved Roish, Miyachel Lakpolos B'nei HaShabbos. And he waits for the Shabbos. That's how he's, because who yoytze Likras HaMelech. Chomim harishonim ayim mekapzim talmideim berev Shabbos misatfim v'oimrim boyi v'neitzi likra Shabbos hamelach. So this is also from the mitzvah of kvoid yontif shemare kemeichin atzmoy. That means min amincha lemailo. He's showing, he's preparing himself for the yontif. He's bringing kelim mechubadim in the house. Shemare kemeichin atzmoy likrosoy. Lamokim is preparing himself for the Yomtiv. Lamokim sheyisad shom halayla. So this is a chiyuv al tzkoved Yomtiv. Not only a heter, it's a chiyuv. Mibnei kvoid Yomtiv. Ein loy kelim lohirit mal. So now the Gemara asks Shaila, what if he doesn't have any kelim? So the Gemara says, ein loy kelim, he doesn't have any kelim, eliki yishtamish b'may yishtamish. So what did he use in the sukkah? What if he doesn't have a place where to put the kelim? That means his only place he can be is in the sukkah. Is Rab Chiya bar Ashi Omar Poiches Bo Albo. So he'll have to be in the sukkah. Shmini Atzeres. We're speaking about Eretz Yisrael, the Baal. So we'll see it's Nireh Kemoisef Ala Mitzvah. So what should he do? So Rab Chiya bar Ashi Omar Poiches Bo Albo. He's Poiches. The Dalit Fochim. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar Madlik Boas Haner. He's Madlik Haner in the Sukkah. He's not Poiches, he's Madlik Boas Haner. V'loi Pligi Holon V'holahu. That in Eretz Yisrael, it's Poiches Boar Bo. In Bovel, it's Madlik Boas Haner. Let us see Rashi. Ein leimokim achel lechel shom. He doesn't have another place where to eat. Sheyeret kelev v'tzorich lechel besukkah. L'mayis will have to be eating in the sukkah shmini atzer. It's beyond teva achem. Tzorich lechel besukkah beyond teva achem. My yase lohichiach. What should he do to show she'enei moisif al ha-mitzvah? Lase sukkah shmini yom. He doesn't want to make the yontav of sukkah. He doesn't want to make it an 8-day mitzvah. So what should he do to show? That means from Rashi it would seem that there's no shaila about the raisa about toisef shaloi bismani boy kavoni, doesn't have kavoni to be moisef abo. There's a maris ayin mayasa leichiyav sheni moisef ala mitzvah. Poiches bo arbo tfochim, so he takes off dalet tfochim upoislo, and he has to passel the sukkah. So the Ran is medayik from the Loshon of Rashi that be'emison, not all the time, if a person will take off dalet tfochim will passel the sukkah. That means if you have a large sukkah with four walls and you'll take off someplace in the sukkah dalet tfochim, that won't passel the sukkah you have. You'll still have your three walls. You could have in that area. You can't sit underneath the ava, but it could still be a kosher sukkah. So Rashi says, poiches bo abo tfochim or poislo, you have to passel the sukkah. That means the dalet tfochim has to be, not some of if there's only three walls, so then if it's al minatzad, so you lost the wall, or it's in the middle and you'll lose the wall. Al kaponim, you have to make sure that you passel the sukkah. That's how the Ran is medayik from Rashi. The Ritva says, the dal, there's also enough of it. You don't passel it. We'll see, it's a heker, but it's a mokim chosh, but that's a heker that doesn't want to al kaponim sit in a sukkah by the that's what the Ritva says. But the Loshna Rashi by say so poisla that transdik has to passel the sukkah. Madlik boasane, the mrinin shrage besukkah ktano lebar mim talalto, that one should not bring in an air in the sukkah. There's different reasons. Others say the reason is because the nail will see in a sukkah ktana, the sukkah might catch fire, start burning the sukkah, and if the sukkah will burn down, he won't be able to mekayim mitzvah sukkah. So that's why they said shrage besukkah ktana lebal mitalalta. So because you're not allowed to bring in a nail which might bring a bittul mitzvah. But you bring it, in here to sukkah ktana because there's no chiyuv mitzvah of yeshiva besukkah. So then, fakir, so then you can bring it into the sukkah. Adarab, you should bring it in to show that you don't need mitzvahs yeshiva sukkah. So the Gemara says, b'lo pligi, holom, livnei bovel, for the Bnei Bovel, Shashmini Shalahem Sofik Shvi. By them, Shmini Atzeres is Sofik Eshana Rabbe, Lekim Lubik Via Diyarche, Madlik Bo Saneh. So there, in Bovel, you Madlik Asaneh. V'lo Yivchesen Avi Afsileno, you shouldn't be Poiches Dalet, Fisha Tzorch Leishe Bo Mocho. Because you have to sit in the Sukkah Mocho. So therefore, you can't pass all the sukkah. You have to sit in the sukkah. Oh, lehulam ne'eretz yisrael dekim lo bekviyah diyachav lo yosvi besukkah v'shmini. They don't sit in the sukkah shmini. Poiches. So the Gemara asks, sotinach sukkah ktana. Sukkah ktana, aner, is one should not bring in aner. Sukkah gedoyla ma'ika l'mayma. Tamayel bo moni michle. So it brings in kalim. Rashi learned Moni Michle means the Kalim Ka'oris Meluch Lochais. Taisis learned it means Pats. Tomarove, Moni Michle Balme Metalalta, Moni Mishtaye Be Metalalta. So Rashi says, Sukkah Del Mikala Meima. So I think it was Sukkah Ktana about Lokas Haner. So that's a Hekel. A Choche doesn't want to be Mekayim Mitzvah Shishiva Sukkah. Sukkah Del Mikala Meima. Rochi Amor Lael Shragi Omri Lobe Metalalte, Omri Lol Bal Metalalte. They could bring in an air into the sukkah, but they bring up a sukkah gdoyla. So you bring in, Moni Michla. Before we go further, let us see the Rosh. This is the last Rosh in Mesech the sukkah. The Rosh is on the Dafi HaRosh, it's 132 Balaz. The Gemara, after Oizayin. אין לו אימוקם להיר את הסכי למעל, רב חייה בראשי אומר הפייחס בו הרבו, ורבי שובן לוי אומר מדליק בו הסנר, ולפליגי הלון בו הלו. תינך סוכה קטנה, סוכה גדולה, מי? מי אל בבונה דמיכלה, כרובד אומר רוב המונה דמשתיה במטללתם, ואני דמיכלה לבם ממטללתם. פרש ראשי, הלון לבני בובו, שהשמיני שלון הוא סופק שבי, לוקים לון בכיבוע דייחה, אז מדליק בו הסנר, סודר ימדליק דנר, ולא יבחסנה ויפסילנו, ושצורך בו למוחו, הנית זה. והולו הוא לבני ארץ יסוד, הקים לו בכבי דייחה, ליוסווי בסוכה בשמיני. פויחס, סודר אין ארץ יסוד, פויחס בסוכה. משמם מתוך פירושי, so it seems from Rashi, בסוכה קטנה, צורך להדליק בו הסנר, אין בובל הסוכה קטני יפתי במדליק הנר, כדי שלא יהיה נראה כבעל תוסף. That means, it's when it's a שמיני, you have to be מדליק הסנר. שלא יהיה נראה כבעל תוסף מה שייכל בו בלילה. ותאמו לי, so the ראש עסקה שם, שלוי לא איסי מי שעוסקי. So it comes out מחוץ לאורץ, you have to make a hacker in the sukkah, every שמיני עצרס, so that it's not a sukkah קשירה. I didn't see anyone does such a thing. That שמיני עצרס, you make a hacker in חוץ לאורץ in the sukkah. בואי קושה, דרב ישוע בן לוי, דאומה לבני בובל מדליק בו הסנר, משמע דקוי דווקא אשר אין לו מוקים להירי כלב בזיין. The Gemara, we're in the middle of a sugya now. We asked the kasha, what does one do if he has no place where to put the kelim? That means he'll have to remain in the sukkah. What does one do? So one man the Yomar said, Yepoiches bo arbo. And Rabbi Shua Melevi says, Madlik bo asaner. So Vaistois, this whole hanhoge is, if you don't have a place where to put the kelim. If you do have a place to put the kelim, Vaistois, there's no problem. Volesa. So the Rosh says, it's not like that according to Rashi. The filu yesh lei mokem loir. The filu is a place where to put the kelim. But tzorch lahadlik bayis hanesh lei niri kebal toysev ha-shoich bo laila. This is no shaychis if he has b'yo place in his place. He's going to eat in the sukkah leil shmini atzeres, and it's niri kebal toysev, so he has to do something about it. He can't be peiches bo'al bo, so he has to do something about it. So it's not totally if he has a place where to put the kelim. He doesn't have a place where to put the kelim. V'loi mistava le'meimer ma'ashem mo'irit kelim, so that the Rosh has a p'saniluya shibshat, but no. That if you have a place where to put the kelim, so you know what you do. So, Hashana Rabbah, you take out all the kelim. It comes in, it comes shmini atzeres at night, you walk into the sukkah, an empty sukkah. Now, that's a little difficult. What do you do with an empty sukkah? You have to... Then you bring in the kelim shmini atzeres by night. So the male says, very, very modern. Oh, so that's the one. No, what's pshat? So pshat is taki, because I don't want to be mekayim mitzvah. If it would be mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, I wouldn't do such a batlon shazach. So taking out the kelim from the sukkah and bringing in the kelim later spells out, I don't want to be mekayim mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. So maybe that's pshat in the Gemara. So the Rosh says, le'mistava le'meimah. מה שמורד קלב, אף על פי שחוזר ומעלה בלילה, איקה קרי בהוכד, that is a hacker with this, דעיני נראה דעיבר בבלטוי, זה מה שאיכל בלילה. That mustava, that this will help. ונראה לפורש, so therefore, the Rosh wants to say, a different shot. רבי ישוע בן לוי, דאומר לבני בובל, מדליק בו סנר, באין לו אימוקם להויר את קלו בשמיני קוי, וצורך לי שבו בצ'י. שמיני, there's no problem whatsoever. שמיני, you have to sit in the sukkah. מלכס המסב יסביני, you sit because sveika דיימה. There's no problem over there. So ממילא, but he doesn't have place where to put the kelim בצ'י. And he is a problem. The Bishleim of Eretz Yisrael has no problem. He's going to be there. Shemini, so Eishan HaRabi can be Poiches Arbo Arbo. Eishan HaRabi is not Yontif. But he can't be Poiches Abo Abo Ishan Rabbe. So he has to go, because he needs a kosher Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. So now, in Shmini Atzeres, he can't be Poiches Abo Abo because it's Yom Tov. So he has a problem. What should he do? He has to sit in the Sukkah Simchas Teire. He has no place where to go. Be Poiches Abo Shmini Atzeres, he can't because it's Yom Tov. Poiches Abo Ishan Rabbe, he can't because he has to sit in a kosher Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. So he has a problem. Hilkach tzoich lasseis heker, sheino ive bebal teisev. Umadlik bo asaner. Ki eini yochel livcho izbo beyomtev. Avchiye barashi leetz yisro, koma da poiches bo dalet bezayin. Chen kosev rab alfa sizal. So the Rosh says, vakel, so the Rosh, that's what we pask in the Shulchan Aruch. We pask in the Shulchan Aruch like the Rosh, that vakel, there's no problem whatsoever by Shmini. The problem is by chi. Yeah. So the Kovna Samuel wants to say in Oischov, Vechainira Leforish Dibre Rashi, Vashmini Sofik Chi Koi. Vachi Kamalev Chisena Vev Selena Vishetzach Bo Lamocha, Lamocha Niyocha Livches Bo, Ze, Zevzein Tzach Levnim, Dohavi Yontiv. So let's just look at the Lashon of Rashi. Bemisn, the Lashon of Rashi is, the Lashon of Rashi that the Rav Rosh brings down. The Lashon of Rashi, Rashi says, the Loikim Lom, Ho Lom Libnei Bobo, Shashmini Shalonu Sofik Shvi, Ah Shmini Sofik Shvi, the Loikim Lom Bekivu Diyache, Madlik Bo Asaner, the Loi Yavchisenu. So you have to know what Madlik Bo Asaner means. The Rosh understood Madlik Bo Asaner means Leil Shmini. It's not Muchach. Madlik Bo Asaner could mean Leil Chi. V'lo yavchisenu hoshana rabbe v'yavsilenu l'vishetzoch bo lamocho. Because he needs it tomorrow. So the Madlik Bo Asaner, the Rosh understood that it's going on Leil Shmini, but it could be going on Leil Chi. So it's not as a gefelach. And they bring from the Maimon Mordechai, Rashi Zicha has to say like the Rosh, because if you're gonna pass all the Sukkah, so what did you accomplish? You're sitting in the Sukkah, and Madlik Bo Asaner, and maybe Bo the Moni de Mechlaya. Let's just explain this Taina. Bemison, the Sharatzim brings down a Machlokes HaRishonim. If you bring in a kedera in the sukkah, does it pass all the sukkah? Rabbeinu Menoyach, and he brings the Sogas Araivet, holds that it passes the sukkah mit the Rabbonah. The Rabbonah is a possible sukkah. And if you know how to make a bruch, it's a possible sukkah. Others learn Shad, he's Medai from the Ramban, and the Balamoyer. It's a heker. It's a heker. He doesn't want to be Mekayim mitzvah sukkah, because this is not a proper way to sit in the sukkah with a kedera in the sukkah, but it doesn't passel the sukkah. So now if you learn it passels the sukkah, so then the Maimon Mordechai is a merdike kasha. So what do we accomplish? Midrabon and one is mechuyev to sit in the sukkah shmini atzeres, meisav yasvinim, and that al tzveik of the yom, and then you're going to passel the sukkah midrabonah. So what did you accomplish? So if you learn, if Rashi would hold like the Rabbeinu Menoyach, so then it's so very modern. Send lachir that be a hechech that Rashi learns like the Rosh, that it means chi. If Rashi doesn't learn like the Rabbeinu Menoyach, Rashi doesn't learn like the Rabbeinu Menoyach, and Rashi learns that a heker is also sufficient. So then we could say that Taka doesn't pass all the sukkah. It's a heker doesn't want to mekayim a mitzvah sukkah, because mitzvah sukkah should not be niskayim in such an oifen when there's a ner, when there's a kedera, when there's koras meluch loches. But then we had mentioned before the Ranzdiyuk on Rashi. Poiches bo arbo tfochim upoislo. So the Ran is medayik from Rashi. It's not sufficient a heker. It's the machlokes the Ran and the Ritva. The Ritva says you can have balad al bal the one pasul of the sukkah, but it's also good. It's enough of a hecker to show it doesn't want to be kind of mitzvah sukkah. But the Ran is medayik from Rashi u poislo that it's not sufficient. You have to pasul the sukkah. If you have to pasul the sukkah, so lochayer then, and that's the only way. So lochayer. So how does a ner help? How does money michle help? Sakoch, you have to say that it also passes the sukkah. And we'll have to say lechayre that Rashi holds like the Rosh, and we're speaking about Yom Chi, not Yom Shmini. Let us see Taisus. Poiches bo abo tvochim u poislo. Kach pirish bekuntres. V'teime mashiru ze ba'arbo. What kind of a shir is this arbo tvochim? Oloi avir poisel b'shloisha, bein b'sukkah gdoyla, bein b'sukkah ktana, bein b'emtza, k'demuchach shili perikam. So what's the shir of dalet tvochim? So others want to say there are two terutzim which are brought down to emphasize with kash. Others say that the purpose is als heker. You have to, the whole thing is als marasayim. Lohoichiyach sheni moisev ala mitzvah. Now, Tvi Tvachim is also a puzzle. Pochus from Tvi Tvachim is kosher. Now, a person's gonna pass by the sukkah, now we have to see, the shaila is, make it 4 Tvachim, make it Tvi Tvachim. No, Tvi Tvachim. So, a person will pass by, and he sees his sukkah as Tvi Tvachim Ava. So, we'll see, maybe I'm not, who says it's Tvi Tvachim? Maybe it's a mashal less than Tvi Tvachim. A mashal less than Tvi Tvachim, it's a kosher sukkah. So we lost the Hechocha, so you have to, as the Chazal said, so make at least 4 Tvachim, he'll see it's not less than 3 Tvachim. So that's the number 4. The number 4 is Lahichiach, Al Tzmarasayin Lahichiach, that Taka Sukkah Psula, it's not Pochas Mishalish Tvachim. That's one Mahalach. That's Medaran says this Mahalach, and another Mahalach is, because you have to understand, he makes Avya Dalat Tvachim. So, who wants to remain exposed to the air? He wants some protection also. So Poiches Abo Tvochim means he takes away Schach Kosha Abo Tvochim, and then he puts Schach Posel there. But he doesn't want to be exposed to the Hoshmini Atzeres, everyone's going to come into his sukkah. He wants the protection, so he's going to put Schach Posel. So the Poiches Abo Tvochim is what you take away the Schach Kosha. But normally he's going to put Schach Posel. So Bemele, in the Shir, of a schach posel lives a lezdalat vochem. That's why it says peiches bo abot vochem. Madlik bo saner perash lel perik hayosh. Let us see the next Mishnah. Nisach hamayim keitzat. How was the nisach hamayim done? Tzloiches shel zov marzekes shloishe lugim. They took a tzloiches shel zov, a golden pitcher that held 3 lugim. Oyememalei min eshiluach. They lifted it up, mina shiluach, v'igiu l'shar hamayim, they came to the shar hamayim, toku v'ariyu v'toku. Ola ba'kevesh, ufono, he went up to the kevesh, ufono l'smoiloi, and he went to the left of the kevish. The kevish was bedorim. And he went to the left of the kevish. That means he went to the keren droimis marovis. Vonolis meiler. Shnei safolim shel kesef hoyushan. So there were 2 receptacles of kesef in this corner. In the corner marovis droimis. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer shel Sid hayu. Rabbi Yehuda says it wasn't kesef, it was Sid. Elo, no Sid, how could you make such a mistake between Sid and kesef? Sid is a bright white and kesef is a grayer color. Elo shayu mushchorim pnei mimnei hayayim. No, they were dark, they weren't white because of the wine that was poured into them. So that's why they looked like kesef, but in reality they weren't kesef. And these were the 2. That's the machlokes of Yehuda and the Tanakhama. Before we turn the Amud, let us just see already Rashi and Tosfos on this Amid. Mei HaShiluach, Mayan Hu Somuch L'Yerushalayim. This was a Mayan near Yerushalayim. Marzekes Shloisha Lugim, and the Tzloiches held three Lugim. Zeu Pochesh Sheba Nesochim, this is the minimum shear of Nesochim. Revius Ahin Lakeves. Ahin is 12 Lugim. So Revius Elohim is three Lugim. Shar HaMayim. Now they went into the Shar HaMayim. Echod Misharei HaZora Nikro Kein. Al Shem Shemachnisa Bo Yitzloiches Shal Mayim Shal Nisuch Bechag. So this was the Shar they entered. This was a Shar on the Tzad Droimi Marovi. That was, that's, they brought it in through that Shar. Toku Vahoriyu Mishum Simche. According to Rashi, Gemara learns out from this pasuk. It was l'shem simcha. Rad the Yerushalmi says that the reason was toku v'riyu v'toku. They wanted it should be done bepumbi. That means there was a political intent here also. The tzedoikim held there was no such thing as nisach hamayim. They were chaylik on nisach hamayim was tayl shebal peh. So when they made the Nisach HaMayim, they wanted everyone should wake up, everyone should see what we're doing, we're making Nisach HaMayim, bedavke, not like the Tzedoikim, so they made it bepumbi. The Mefarshim and the Yerushalmi say also when they cut the Oimer also was done by Eisek Rav, that everyone should be there, also Lafukim Midas HaTzedoikim, the Tzedoikim held that it has to be Mochas HaShabbos, so Memela, they wanted to say it's Mochas Yontif, that's when we're Koitzer. So Memela, that's why they was Toko V'Riyu V'Toko. Olo B'Kevish, now they went up on the Kevish, Oye B'Droim Meisham Mizbeach, Afon Ol Ismoili, he went to his left side. Shanisochim Nasim B'Keren Marovis Droimis. The Nesachim were in the Kerem Arovis Droimis. Shu Poine L'Smoiloi Hi Arishayne. This is the first Kerem he meets. Seches Vochim Yalav Lo Mikroi Bebeikot Shikadosh. Shoyim Mishchorim Peneim V'Doimim L'Kesef Shu Shocher Minasit. So this is similar to Kesef, which is darker than Sit. Let us just see the two Tosfos in. Shar HaMayim Min HaShorim HaDroimim Shebezorahu. The snan be meseches midis shiorim hadroimim smuchim lemayrat the samach lemayrat the kachoshiv. This is on the dorim towards mayrat the kachoshiv shar hamayim toni lo manikra shar hamayim shebay machnisen tzloiches hamayim shal nisach hamayim bechag they brought in the tzloiches bechag shnei safolim shel kesef tema. Snan b'menoches perik shtei alechem, shtei shulchanis oya b'ulam. There were two tables in the ulam, echad shel kesef, echad shel zol. Al shel kesef noisnim lechem aponim. So when they were mesadet the lechem aponim, so they had to do two things. They had to take off the lechem aponim which was on the shulchan, and they put on the new lechem aponim. So first they brought in the new lechem aponim. In the, on the ulam, they put it on a table which wasn't the ulam, shel kesef. Shel kesef naisnim lechem aponim b'chnisose. Before he enters the heichos, they put this in the ulam. Al shel zov b'tziyose. In the lechem aponim, which was taken out, he put this on a shulchan shel zov. Shemalin b'kodesh v'loy meridin. So we see from the Mishneh in Menoches, that if something, the lechem aponim, was resting on silver, you can put it to, on gold. That's malam b'kodesh. But to take something which was resting on gold and put it on a silver table, that's called meridin. So Chazal had such a musig that that's called the hirodin, the lechem aponim. It was on a, before on a golden shulchan, and now you're putting it on a silver shulchan. Therefore, the shulchan that it was put on had to be a golden shulchan. So, v'afilu silku mi'al shulchan azov be'eichel. They took it off already, the shulchan azov. It's not anymore on the shulchan. Lo'yhoyu yecholim lo'hiridoy lanichei b'shel kesef. You were not permitted to put it on a shulchan shel kesef that's called a hayrode to the lechem apol. Im kein faktois da merde ke kasha ho khasho yu memalen betsloich shel zov. Here they were memalen betsloich shel zov. So the water already came into atsloich shel zov already. They were memalen betsloich shel zov. Hay khoyim menaschem besafolim shel kesef. So how were they permitted to take this water which had once rested in atsloich shel zov? I have to put it into Safolim Shel Kesef. V'chitayim abetzloiches einem mekudeshes hoyim memalim. Maybe it was put in that tzloiches that wasn't mekudesh. No, so memele, you have a tzloiches shel zov that's not mekudesh. In and a safol shel kesef which is mekudesh. No, that already the safol is an aliyah over the tzloiches shel zov. So then, I buy that. Aba Elohi, it's not like that. What the Sleiches was also Mekudesh. The Gabi Chavis, later says, the Mishnah Shnis Malim Erev Shabbos, Toni Masnisen She'ena Mekudeshes, Ploreshtayim Ebigmor. The Chavis was not Mekudesh. Aba Sleiches, Eim Malim Bechil, Haise Mekudeshes. So Taisis says, Amir de Kekash. V'yesh Leima. So what's Taisis then? So Taisis says, the Safolim Hoyu Kvuyim Besit, the Safolim were Kavua Besid, V'loi Kalim Nino. They were attached to the Mizbeach. They weren't Kalim. The Nachshavim Kigufer Shal Mizbeach. This is Adin Mizbeach. So Memele, so Pshad is you're taking from Atzloiches and putting on the Mizbeach. V'reihem Kilavoyna. So this is equivalent to the Lavoyna Shahoysev Bebozichin Shalzo, Shahim Akhtiram Ala Mizbeach. So the Ritzvah says Aloshin, Shamizbeach mekudish umeulo mikola kalim. That's more mekudish than all the kalim. So memele, so that's Taisvish Tiktoire. So Taisvish says the Safolim were mechuba to the Mizbeach. And therefore, so there's no din of Meriden. Grad, the Ritva brings down Shitas Rashi is that there wasn't Mechuba, and Meimek Broche brings down that the Rambam also wasn't Mechuba. So then we have Taisvis Kasha, so why isn't there Chasol Namalim Bekodesh? So Meimek Broche wants to say a very interesting teretz. He wants to say that Malim Bekodesh Lo Meridim means like this. If you have something that was Munach al Zov, now you're Meiniach it on Kesef, that's a Hirode. It's a Hirode from before. But he says, Be'etzim, it didn't stay in, it didn't remain in the Safo. There was a Nekev in the Safo. So Mameo, so the Safo was just a marvel. It went through the Safo to the Shittim. So it didn't remain in the Safo. So that's not called Meridin. Meridin means that you're changing the Matzev of Hanoche that it was before. Before it was Munach al Shulchan Shel Zov, and now it's Munach al Shulchan Shall Kesef. That's called the Hirode. But it never is Munach in the Safo. It just goes through the Safo. He says, it could be that's not called Meridim. That's what Eimek Brocher wants to emphasize. Let us go further. Umenukovim, show you, yeah. Umenukovim, now these two Safolim, these two vessels, were Umenukovim, they had holes, Kimin shnei chutmin dakim, like two chutmin dakim. Well, just let's go a little further. Echad meuve, Rashi learns one was a larger hole, the echad dok, and one was a smaller hole. Kedei sheyishneim kolim bebasachas. That when you're that means like this, that the Shas Nisuch HaMayim was the same time that the Shas Nisuch HaYayim was the same time. Chayret was with two different Kahanim, but the Nisuch was the same time. And they wanted that the both of the Mashkois should be go into the Nekev at the same time. They should go into the Shittim the same time. And as we'll see later, the Gemara, that Yayin is thicker than Mayim. So therefore, and they wanted they should both go down at the same time. So in these two chutmin, there was one, the safal, or the chaitam shel yayin had a larger hole, that was ma'uve, and the chaitam of mayim had a smaller hole, kadesh yushneim kolim bebas achas. Now let us see Rashi and Taisus on this nekudim. Kemin shnei chutmin dakim. Chaitam echad besafel. There was one chaitam. Now the Perish Chai has a picture how Rashi Shita looks, how the chaitam looked. The Perish Chai has a picture how the chaitam looked. That means it was a keli with like a something protruding from the keli, and that was according to Rashi. That was the chaitam. So each safel had a chaitam. Chaitem echad besafel, the nekev echad bechaitmoy, va'koyin ma'are befi hasafolim, the koyin was ma'are befi hasafolim, into these vessels, va'nesochim mekalchim v'yordim derech achaitmim. Now the nesochim started running out through the chaitem, al gabi ha'mizbeach, on the mizbeach. In the Mizbeach there was a Nekev. Sheboy ha-mayim va-yayim yordim l'shitim. In this Nekev, the Yayin and Mayim both ran out together in the Shitim. L'shitim shel Mizbeach. Shehoyu, the Rishash's Girsis, shehoyu chalulim. They were hollow va-amukim miyoyd. And they were very deep. At chalulim miyoyd, chalulim va-amukim miyoyd. They were hollow and very deep, and that's where they both ran in. Echad mu'uve ve'echad dak. Echad minach nekovim mu'uve, oisoi shel yayin. The one shel yayin had a larger hole. The nekev was mu'uve ve'echad dak, oisoi shel mayin. Shishneim kolim ke'echad, they should both end at the same time. The posh b'gmo, shemayim memarim lotzeis. Because water flows swifter than wine. Lefikach tzorshei hanekev dak. You needed a smaller hole that to counteract that the water should flow at the same pace as the yayin. Let us see Taisus. Kemin chutmin dakit. Perish bekunteris. Choitem echad besafel. There was a choitem, a protrusion that was coming out of the safel. The nekev echad bechaitmoy, and there was a hole in this protrusion. Vakoyin ma'are befiya safolim, vanesochim mekalchim derech achaitmin agabe mizbeach, ube mizbeach hoyo nekev sheboy hamayim vahayayim yordin lishitin shal mizbeach, shehoyu chalulim mo'oid, the same word, shehoyu amukim mo'oid vachalulim. Vizu teima gedoyla. So Rashi Tosa says, this is a teima, minayin loy kol oisoi ha-inyin, this whole inyin, shem michoitem shel asafolim mikaleach al gag ha-mizbeach. How did Rashi know this whole thing, that from the choitem it went on to the mizbeach? Umishom lenekev ha-mizbeach, umishom leshitim. How does Rashi know this whole thing? Dilmehu de minekev asafolim yodim l'shitin. Maybe there was a hole in the bottom of the safolim, and this hole was directly over the shitim. That means it was over the nekev of the shitim, and it went straight. It went straight from the hole. Misham l'nekev dilmehu de minekev asafolim yodim l'shitin. Yeah, kemin, so maybe that's the whole thing. Kemin shnei nikvei hachoitem. So Tosis means to say that who says that chutmin means a nose? Maybe it means the nostrils of a nose. Maybe that's pshat, that kemin shnei chutmin means it was a hole the size of the nostrils of a nose. And Tosis says, where do you see? V'loi sheyei boilet kemin chaitem. Not there's something protruded from the safel. It was a hole. It was a keli with a hole. Kehidus nan b'meseches midas. So Taisa says, I'll bring you a similar lashon in Chazal. Tabi domin, that the shvichas hadomim, ubekeren marovis droimis, hoyushnei nekovim, there were two holes in the keren droimis marovis of the yesod, kimin shnei chutmin dakin, shadomim nitna yesod marovis, va yesod droimis, viyodebem emesavim ba'amo. So Memele, so that it means, what does it mean? It means, Shoyushnei Nikovim, there were two holes. Kemin Shnei Chutmin, so it's like two nostrils. So you see, Chutmin does not necessarily have to mean something that's protruding. It could mean, Chutmin can be used as the nostrils of a nose, of a neck. So Memele, that means over here, that in each Safel there was a neck. Vishemo, and Taisa says, if you want to be a stickler and you want to say that the chayta means more than a nekev, it means, shemo can mean blitas chaytem hoyosi al hanekev shloyipal olav dovel lesoisme. Maybe there was a type of a cone, that was a little elevated over these two, over the nekev. The Perish Chai has a nice picture on this. So that the nekev should not be nistam. So maybe that's why it's called a choytem. The choytem was, there was something similar to a cone over the, yeah. The Emek Broche wants to say that, I mean, Taisa has Akasha and Rashi. Where did Rashi get this whole? So Rashi makes a whole Megillah that it went into the Safel and then on the Mizbeach and the neck of the Mizbeach. So he says Rashi held that if you'd say like Taisvis that the whole of the Safel was flush over the whole of the neck of the Mizbeach. So he said Rashi held you need Nisuch al Gabi HaMizbeach. It never went, it went into the avir of the nekev, the rak avir of the shita. That's not mizbeach. There's no nisach on the mizbeach. So therefore, Rashi held, they had to go on the mizbeach. Ni nisach on the mizbeach. So I wanted to be moisif, and then I found the oitza brings this down from someone, that could be taisvus l'shitase and Rashi l'shitase. Taisus Lishitose says that the safel was mechuba to the mizbeach, and the safel had a din mizbeach. So Memele was al gabi mizbeach. In the Safel was al gabi a mizbeach. Was the Safel the mizbeach? The Ritva says Rashi held that the Safel was not mechubah to the mizbeach. So Rashi Lishitosi couldn't learn like Taisvis that there was a nekev, that the nekev of the Safel was flush over the nekev of the Shitin, because then there's no mizbeach. So it just wasn't the av, went to the av, never went on the mizbeach, just of the av of the shittim. So that, therefore Rashi had to say that it went on the mizbeach. Echad mu'uve ve'echad dat, perish bekunteres, echad in the kovim mu'uve, one of the holes was thick, that means a large hole. Ma'ash mishroi tzoloi, mosha'ya nekev rocha ve'godul, ve'godul zeh mizeh. Ve'loshin mu'uve, so the thick, you don't say a thick hole, you say a wide hole, but not a thick hole. The loshim uve mashmish shule hasafel hoya oven. That the floor of the safel was thick, mitoich kachin amashke memayalotze. So the Perish Chai is a very good picture. The Perish Chai, this is on page 130. So he splits the at the bottom of the page. He splits the safel in half. You see what Taisus means? That where the yayin went, where the mayim went in. So the floor was thick. So that means in order for the mayim to go through the nekev into the nekev of the shittim, it had to go. There was a distance because it was a thick floor. So it took longer. And there's a mistake in it, where it says, Mayim, it should be Yayim. So, and by the Shulayim of the Shulayim of the Safel of Yayim had a thinner floor, so there was a less mucking that the Yayim had to run through. So Mamele, That's Pshat and Tosfos. So Dasach Mir, perhaps you could also say Tosfos Lashitosai. Tosfos want Tosfos before said Kimin Chutmin Dakin. So Tosfos said Chutmin does not mean a protrusion. Tosfos wants to say Chutmin means a nekev, nostrils. So Lachir is very modern. So Bishloime, if you have two holes one next to the other, so you say two nostrils. Good. So you call it like I understand why you say nostrils, because it looks like two nostrils. Here you have two separate kalim, and you have one hole in each keli. So why do you call it nostrils? I mean, you have two holes. You have a hole in this keli, a hole in this keli. So perhaps, I don't know if this is true, but perhaps I thought that it was called nostrils because this was the size of the holes. He wants to tell us the size of the holes. The size of the holes was the size of a nostril. That's how big the holes were. So then I had a problem, but there was different sizes. There was a bigger hole and a smaller hole. So that's only according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, Mr. Tosfos says the holes were the same. The difference was the thickness of the shalayim. How thick, but it was the same hole. It was the same size hole for both. It had the same radius, it had the same diameter each hole. No, one hole, there was a deep hole, that means the shalayim was thick, so it had to go past through this hole, so it took a longer time. And one, there was a thin shalayim, so mamele, it went less. But the nostrils were the same size, so that's why it could be, it was called Shnei Chutmin, because the size of the Nekovim, Maravoi Shalmayim. Now the Mishnah is explaining how the Safolim were situated. Both were Bekeren Maravis Droimis, but the one that was more towards Mayrev was Shalmayim. Mizrochin, the one that was more towards Mizrach, was in front of it, Shal Yayim. Iro Shalmayim L'Seich L'seich shal yayim v'shal yayim l'seich shal mayim yotzo. If he, so Rashi learns pshat as follows. Hachi gesinim arovi shal mayim mizrochi shal yayim asafolim nesunim eitzel akeren ze lifnei ze, one in front of the other. Smuchim ze lo ze echad l'tzad mayriv, one was more towards mayriv. Echad lifnim imena, one was in front of it, the Hainu leMizrach. And now the Mishnah says further that if he mixed up, echlifu shel ze bo ze, that's how ira shel mayim l'seich shel yayim she'en l'seich shel mayim yotze, is yotze. So poshet Rashi learns that we'll see later means in the Safolim. That if he poured the nisach shal mayim and the safal shal yayim, the shal yayim, the safal shal mayim is yaitze. The Rambam has a very interesting pshat. The Rambam says he mixed up the two tzluchesen. He poured the yayin into the tzluchis shal mayim, or the mayim the tzluchis shal yayin, and then he made a mixture of yayin mazug, in other words. And now he poured this mixture into the safel. So he's making a nisuch of mayim and yayin, the basachas, a real basachas, because they're mixed up now. So, the Emek Broche brings on the Minchas Chinuch, asks on the Rambam that, two kashas, okay, you have to make two nisachim. You have to make a nisach of yayin, a nisach of mayim. So the nisach of yayin, there's a problem with yayin mozug. Yayin mozug is possible in nisachim. So it's yayin, it shouldn't be yaitze because it's yayin mozug. And the problem, and mayim, you also shouldn't be yaitze, because since it's yayim mozik, there's a shame yayim. Fakert, all the time the mayim is mashlam the shia. Mayim is mashlam the shia. So it's nishtahin and nishtah, it's possible yayin, you don't have mayim. That's the minchas chinuch kasha. The Mekbrocha wants to say, he wants to say, Let's go to the second kasha. That how are you yaitze biyayin? How are you yaitze biyayin? How yaitze the nisach shal mayim lachayre et kezadin of yayin mazuk? Say it loses the shame mayim. So he wants to say a meir de kechidish that be'etzim the mayim of the yayin never is a shame yayin. It's mayim taka. No. By brachis, by kiddush, since it's the derech shtiyah that you use yayin mozik, so it's mashlim the shir, so it's called the revius yayin, even though there's water in it. But he wants to say, by a nozir, who's also be yayin, he brings up the loshon Rambam. The Rambam says if a person was ma'ariv, dvash in yayin, he made yayin konditin, and a nozir drank a revius, he won't get malchus because they don't say hetem etav leisel. So he's not chayiv because in the revius there's dvash. So we see that he says even though in hilchus yayin yayin kandikin is called yayin and it's mashlim the shir, it seems only legabi kiddush and brachas, abalagabi the shame yayin, it doesn't get a shame yayin. So that's he wants to say could be yoytze nisuch hamayim. Got ready what he answers on the first kash. But al kaponim, it's a very interesting pshat that the Rambam has, that it's not speaking about the safolim, it's speaking about that he mixed the two tzluchasim together. Rabbi Yehuda oimer b'loik hoya menaseich kol shmoinim. That he was menaseich, this is a double machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda says, not, it wasn't shloish shalugin, it was a lug. And it wasn't Nisach Shiva, it was Shmoina, there were Nasach Shmini Atzeres also. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Rashi, Betalti Pligi, Ashloisha Lugin Koin, Ba'ashive, Ashloisha Lugin Koi, Ba'ashive, the Kamatana Kama, was Rabbi Yehuda Meima, Afishmini Menasach, it's not three Lugin, it's one Lug, it's not Shiva, it's Afishmini. But Mishnah continues, Ulamanasar Oimeloi, when he was Manasar, he was told, Agve Yodecho, lift up your hands and we'll see if you're talking making the Nisuch. Shepam Echod Nosan Echod Al Gabi Raglov, he was Manasar the Mayim Al Gabi Raglov, he was a Tzedoiki, Regemul Kolom Besregeim. And Kolom, they stoned him with their Esregeim. Let us see Rashi. We should see Shatitain Amayim Besafel. Vishat Tzedoikim Ein Moidim Benisach Amayim. Shpam Achas Nosach Tzedoiki Echadas Amayim Aragla, that there shouldn't be Nisach Amayim. I saw the Shior Mitzion and Baloche asks Akashe, he asks, how were they permitted to stone them with their Sroigim? The Sroigim were hooked to the mitzvah. So how are they allowed to stone them with it? Now they're using it as ammunition. That's what he asked the kasha. Good, we had a machlokes, Resh Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, le mitzvosei hukze, le yoimai hukze. So no, if it's only according to Resh Lakish, it's no problem. They were yoitze ready, now they didn't have anything better to do. So they went and stoned them with it. My shvager wanted to say, this is also a mitzvah to get rid of a tzedaiki. So, could be the Huktzel mitzvah is not a ikuv to do another mitzvah. And Bemison, we had mentioned before on Daf Mem Dalad Amad Beis, we mentioned a machlokes in this. We mentioned a Meiri. The Meiri says, Mishnah Berurah doesn't paskin like the Meiri, the Achin doesn't paskin like the Meiri. The Meiri says that there we had a Shaila, if one is permitted to take, let's say, the arove shebelulav b'yoyim ha'shvi, so is he permitted to take out the arove, after he was yoytze mitzvah arove, to take out the arove from the agad, and use it now for mitzvah arove. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins, and the Bikur Yaakov brings the ray, that he realized from the moment that it's good, you're allowed to, if you pick it up two times, maybe there's also no hekel, but if you take it out of the agat, so zicha be good. But the Meiri says it's no good, he speaks about this case specifically, He speaks about this case specifically, that you're not allowed to take the arava out of the aga to use it for mitzvahs arava because it was hooked to the mitzvahs lulav, so you can't use it now for mitzvahs arava. So from the Meiri you see that hooked to the mitzvah is a prevents one from doing a second mitzvah with it. So Kapanim, then we'll have again the Sa'oris, how they permitted a Gemur, Kolom Besregeim. Yeah. Kemaseyu Bechoyl. The Bin Dolchan there, I mean, they were successful. They killed him, Taka. He wasn't getting applause from the audience. They Taka took care of him. Kemaseyu Bechoyl, Kach Maiseyu Beshabbos. That the same nisach ha'mayim that was b'chil, that was b'shabbos, al shem emali me'erev shabbos chovish shel zov, she'eino mikodeshes min ha'shiluach, they filled up the water, like this they couldn't carry the water in Shabbos, so they filled up the water erev shabbos in ha'chovish shel zov, which did not have aktushas kli shoros. U'meinicho b'lishke, that was left in the lishke, and then Shabbos, they were malad the tzluchas from this. Nishbacha, what happens if the water is spilled out? Nizgalsa, or yimimalei minakiyo, shayayim amayim megulim, psulim legabi mizbeach. Let us see Rashi. Shaina mekodeshes, loy nischancha la'avedes hamizbeach, shetei kedusha lekli shoris, tekaimulon kolokeilum shosa moishe, mishichoson mekadashton. And then Kel Moshe Rabbeinu, the Meshiche, the Shemel HaMishche was Mekadosh, and Mekam Ve'ilach, Avedosam Mechan Chosam. Or Meforish, Meitayme Memalen B'Sheina Mekudosh, why they were Mahadah, that it should be a Chov B'Sheina Mekudosh. Shei Memali Min Hakir, Min Hamayim Shebesoich Hakir, Umei Hakir, Af Al Pi Shenimshach, even though the Kiyah was Nimshach, Bogdish likli shorit, umekadish meimov, so lacher is a psulina, ain't a psalm belina, shemeshak and oisim be'erev be'boyer. They lowered the mei hakiyo into a boyer. Kadama besay the yuma afuasim bechoni lakiyo, shemeshak and bechoni hakiyo, shle meimov and psalm belina, was mechuber to the mei mei haboyer, and since it was mechuber to the mei mei haboyer, they become possible belina. Shayayin vahamayim megulim nizgale haynu taime nemalim nekiya. Why? If it's nishpach v'shteitzer, if it was gilui, it was golui. That means there was a possibility that a nochash was able to drink from it. Nizgale in the time the malim nekiya v'loyhoyim menasich mem lefi shayayin vahamayim megulim psulim megamim mizbeach. Why? Tachashin and shema shosu mehem nochash. Maybe the nochash drank from it, so we're missing already a shear of the mayim. But oris murabem, and even though it looks like you still have your shear, but yishloi shalugim, that is, you have mayim plus oris. V'nimtzu sheini menasach mayim kashir, shei oris mashlim l'shiur. Let us see Taisvish, shayayim v'mayim v'gulam sum l'gabi mizbeya, shemo shosu mehem nochash, Boris Mugu b'mayim v'dim sh'sheini menasach mayim kishir shrei oles maslam l'shir. Kach perish bekuntres v'tochem perishel amayim v'sal kadaitach mikor b'gmore t'poich v'navrino b'misanenes. The Gemara says, let's put it to a sieve and see if there is any oles there. Avliyam eskonam v'fashini mishum akrivei en lola fecho secho, that one would not give dovo magula to a sar, so you don't keep this on the mizbeach either. Zegt de Gemara, menohani mili, omar rab eine, de omar kro, oshaftem, mayim besosem. What does he rashi? Nohani mili, de toiken, umerim, beshebes ha mayim shal nisoch. So it says, oshaftem, mayim besosem. Menohani mili, so Taisus says, de toiken, umerim, beshebes mayim shal nisoch, kach perish akuntres. Oy yes la forish the minolon the may ashiluach boy. The Gemara's asking a different shaila. How do you know you need may ashiluach? I may mayin. A person will see me mayne ha Yeshua. It has to be from a mayin. So the Rabbi Kivege and the Mchesam and Aleph and Gilin Hashas Sechen Tzua Rashbam and Hashit Mekubetz Hashem. So the Baba Basra. The Rashbam says over there that mayim mukhunosim is posel misach hamizbeach. You need mayim chayim. And that's what the Rashbam says. So the Shita Mekabetzes says, and that's Shita Sataisus over here, because Taisus says, Menohani Mili, and you need a mayim. That's what Taisus learned shot. You need a mayim. So Mamela, so it says, even the posel me mayne ha'yishua. But the Shita Mekabetzes is Moise. But Rashi did not say this shot. Rashi said, Menohani Mili, that you need simche, not that you need a mayim. So Vaisis Rashi holds that you don't need Mayim Chai. That's what the Shita Mekabetzes says in Baba Basra. Shita Mekabetzes is Moira and Shita Sataisvis, that the Gemara says that, the Mishnah says that if it was Nishpach, he used Mea Kiya, and Kiya did not have to be Mayim Chai. So Memela, so yes, this Kasha on Taisvis.